yeah, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and download and time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fight our beats, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's curious for life, dog. Hip-hop ain't dead, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
up
forever, bitch, we coming in the song. I see you feeding for the show.
Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 696. We got a special show tonight, you know what I'm saying, featuring Slick Double with the homies Box A Million and Exit Only, you know what I'm saying, some New Orleans, some Mississippi stuff, some straight out the South, you know what I'm saying. They did a phenomenal song together called Rhyme Animal. We're going to play that tonight and chop it up with these guys, you know what I'm saying, because it's all about the love for hip-hop, and that's what we do. Let's see who we got on the line right now. I think this is Slick Double. Slick Double, is that you, brother?
What's good, baby? Double on the bubble. Slick Double, how y'all doing?
Man, huge honor to have you back on the show, bro. You got a phenomenal song. Just tell them about the Rhyme Animal.
Appreciate
that. Shit is hard as hell, featuring, you know what I'm saying, One and Only, Exit Only, and Box A Million.
Yes, sir.
Before I bring them on the line, I want you to tell me how this song came about, who produced it, and just give everybody the concept of it.
My pleasure. First of all, foremost, thanks for having me on the show. Thank
God
Almighty for me being able to be on the show and grace the archive once again. That's an honor to me. You know what I'm saying? Man, Rhyme Animal, bruh, was produced by Prime Tracks. Prime Tracks, remember that name, Prime Tracks, man. Phenomenal producer. Man, gave me that track maybe about a year ago, Scott, bruh. I knew what I wanted to do with it, but I didn't know who I wanted on it, if that makes sense. A year ago, I gave it to Box. Box sent me something back. We were about to put it out. I thought he's perfect for it. And we got history, man. It's a movement, bro. It's a real movement, strictly for the culture. We're doing it for the culture, for the love. You know what I'm saying? We took it back, mixed it with then and now. You know, and it's taking off real good. It's getting a phenomenal response. It's more than I thought it would be. Now, man, there's so many people wanting to get involved with it. It's ridiculous. The next phase of this is phenomenal. It wasn't going to be a next phase. These things chopped down into phases now. Rhyme Animal would have turned into a wave. You know what I'm saying? And it's dedicated to all the Rhyme Animals out there. You know, but we basically wanted to display how we do it down south. You know, this hip-hop down here. You know what I'm saying? As well as everywhere else. We got our way. We do it too down here. You know, and I think we did that, and it's ridiculous, Scott. Bro, I can't begin to tell you how I feel. It's ridiculous, man. We're loving the feedback, we're loving the participation. You know, we're basically loving the love, man. Exit and Box, They two of the most phenomenal MCs I ever heard in my life, and the world about to get to hear them and I together at the same time, and that's beautiful right there. You know what I'm saying? It's big.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
That's the
bro.
South right there, man. That's the essence of the
right,
South.
Man,
you got New Orleans, you got Jackson, Mississippi, and Boxing Million. He's from North Carolina.
He's from New Orleans as well.
Okay.
But he's in North Carolina right now. You know, he's been in North Carolina. You know, we all kind of spread out since Katrina. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
So
yeah. So you know, it's still representing three different boroughs of this lovely country that we all putting together to make this happen, which it is expanded, man. I've been reached out from different states and different countries overseas about remixing that, man. So I think we got some surprises coming in the future, bigger than I thought it would be. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, I've heard, you know what I'm saying, people sample, you know what I'm saying, that line, you know, on rare occasions, but this is the best. You know what I'm saying? Just the way y'all did it, and then the versatile flows that you guys have, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it makes this song dope as hell. Let's bring on Slick. Let's bring on Exit Only and the homies Boxing Million right now so we can chop it up with them
sir.
As well before we play this song. We're going to start with you, Boxing Million. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right, brother. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing real good, man, real good. You know what I'm saying? Now, this song right here, we got Exit Only on the line. What's up, Exit? How you doing, brother?
Salute to your prayers. I'm good, brother. I'm good. Salute to my brothers. It's good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Box, where did, you know what I'm saying, where did, I never had you on the show before, so I want to kind of get a little glimpse of your history a little bit. Where does your history start in the rap game, brother?
My history start 1993, New Orleans, 11 years old.
Wow.
Being a bouncer. That's when it started. You know, bounce ain't nothing but boom, pat, beat it up, and call and response.
Yeah.
So that's how I started, 1993, 11 years old.
Yeah, Ricky B, UNLV, Juvenile, of course. You know what I'm saying? Soldier Slim. There's a lot of talent coming up at that time. You know what I'm saying? How was it for you, you know what I'm saying, to mesh with all those guys, you know what I'm saying, that in that era?
I didn't really. I'm from that era, you can say, but
yeah.
I was 11. They were teenagers in early adulthood. So I was 11, so I just was jumping off into it. My brother was actually murdered that year, and he was starting to gain some waves in New Orleans. Like if you look into like Cain and Abel covers and a lot of them covers back then, they always said rest in peace Clarence Landry. That's my older, that's one of my older brothers, and he was on the
rest
come up
peace,
on the scene then too. So that's basically how I was just like, I just want to be like my big brother, you know what I'm saying? And then I really started rapping, and when everybody really started hearing me rap was right around the time when he died. So when I bust out, say, hey, I'm an MC, I could spit, that's when I jumped off the porch with the music. You know what I'm saying? So I was around, but I wasn't fairly known. I was known of, but I was fairly known in my later teen years. I used to be with Holloway from that was with No Limit at the time, CeeLo's Beast from Beast by the Pound. Those guys, I come up from under them. You know what I'm saying? So I went through different sections and different waves at times, you know what I'm saying? With the late Trey 8, Slick Dub Cousin, I was around him for a while, and Ricochet Records. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Trey 8, yeah, rest in peace to Trey as well. So much talent, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, you know, not far away, you got Jackson, Mississippi, another hot spot of talented hip-hop artists. And X has been at the forefront of that scene for many years. You know what I'm saying? And for you guys to all mesh together, what was that like, X, for you to be a part of this?
Oh, man. Landmarkish, something I'll never forget. And it ended up becoming more than I expected. I have heard of Box, but never really knew of him until we got into this song. And when I heard him, you know how I am with the sport. I'm a fan just as well as an artist. I automatically was a fan when I heard him. I'm like, this cat can spit. So to be a part of such a phenomenal project. It's an honor. I think Slick, if it's not every day, at least once a week, for even allowing me the opportunity to be up on something that, that I knew when he spit the idea to me, it was going to be a monster. I already knew it. And to see it become a monster, that's phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
My pleasure.
Yeah, and you, Slick, you know what I'm saying, you know, TME, you got a whole movement going on over there. You know what I'm saying? What's it like for you to be able to have, you know what I'm saying, that type of contribution to hip-hop at a time when, you know, hip-hop's getting made a mockery out of and the radio? How's it for you to be holding up the flag, so to speak, in New Orleans?
Man, bro, I'm going to tell you, it feels real good. You know what I'm saying? It feels real good to the point where this is what I love to do, and I'm doing what I love. You know, that's the American dream right there. You know what I'm saying? That's the American dream. And it feels good, man. It feels good. Rhyme Animal is our contribution to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It's much needed right now. I really feel that. We all feel that. Much needed right now. And the wave has been started. And it's a beautiful wave, man. And, I couldn't do it without these brothers. Without Crime, it wouldn't be possible right now. You know what I'm saying? And, man, X and Fox just came and added that magic to it, man. I love it, man. We had so much fun. And that's the whole purpose of the whole situation. It's fun. Where the fun went to hip-hop? Where did it go? You know what I'm saying? Where did it go? Where did the fun go, man? We got to do something about this. You know what I'm saying? And instead of talking about it, you know, put it together, we get it happen. And we ain't over. And we hope everybody join in on the caravan and let's get this. It ain't about who did it first, who did what. Man, it's all for the culture and for the love of the game. We love what we do. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah.
Facts.
Absolutely. And what helps is, you know what I'm saying, you guys are working with people from different areas. And like you said earlier, you got people reaching out to you from overseas. And, you know, networking is very important. How would you say, you know what I'm saying, it helps an artist like yourself today, you know what I'm saying, versus, you know, maybe 15, 20 years ago when it was just hand over fist out the trunk in the streets?
Man, I'm going to tell you, basically, I wouldn't be able to do a lot of the things I'm doing now, touch half the people I'm touching. You know what I'm saying? Half the people I'm working with, I probably never would have worked with them if I had to go and hunt them down myself and make them listen to something. You know what I'm saying? So it's working out real well as far as my benefit goes. And as far as everyone else, it's a tool. You need tools to create anything in this world, and it's a major tool right now. You know what I'm saying? Box. Wouldn't be working with Box if it wasn't for Ice Mike. Salute you, Ice Mike.
Yes, sir.
Luke Mike.
Wouldn't go Box if it wasn't for Ice Mike. You know what I'm saying? So it's working out real swell for me, and I hope everybody else uses it to their advantage. We're networking out here. We're trying to blend. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to make some good music. Music was meant to last forever, and that's what we're putting out. We're putting out songs. You know what I'm saying? Putting out songs, hip hop, natural hip hop, and hip hop not just our style, it's a flavor. We got three different flavors on this record right here. We got three different flavors on this record. We don't sound alike at all. You know what I'm saying? But it blends so well. That's hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's what makes hip hop hip hop, man. That's as real as it gets. Now you guys, you know what I'm saying? You guys just got this. Video recorded in time before all this lockdown shit took place and this pandemic. You know,
sir.
What's that been like? I want each one of y'all to give your perspective, man. What's it been like for y'all since this whole COVID thing? I'm going to start with you, Slick, and then we'll go to Box, then we'll go to you, Exit.
Man, you know, this COVID hit home in so many different aspects. You know, family, friends, loved ones. We all lost a few of them. Due to this epidemic, but we would also like to shine some light on it. We shot this video the day the actual world shut down. You know what I'm saying? That's it's in front of your face at the beginning of the video when they're telling everybody to go inside and go to jail. You see what I'm saying? And I think it plays so much of an important factor to what's going on right now, because we gave some light, some enjoyment during this monstrosity that I was hitting the planet. You know what I'm saying? And I think we're doing that. And I think we've done that, man. This chunk right here is strictly from the heart, and I think we did that. I mean, you sat down every day in your living room and you watched it. You enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? It was fun. It's family friendly, kid friendly. You can sit down with your granny and check out this video. And that's what the music is about. That's what the culture is about. And as far as the epidemic goes, man, I call it the epidemic during the pandemic. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because Ryan Manimal is spreading what it was supposed to spread during this disaster. And that's exactly what it's doing. So this right here is marked down in history, brother. It's history right here. It's history. And it's still being written. As we speak. Yes, sir.
Now, Box-A-Million, how have things been going for you and yours during this time, man? This crazy times.
Hey, I can't complain. You know, through it all, I've been blessed. I haven't felt the effect of it economically. But like Slick said, I did lose some people. It's just. It's like every 100 or so years, it's some monumental things that get marked in history. And like Slick was saying, this is something that's going down in history, and we basically got a time capsule for it. It's something, and that's what I do love about the internet, is that everything is time stamped and date stamped. You know what I'm saying? And we know now that the internet is going to be around forever. You know what I mean? So there's going to always be able to everybody look back and reflect and be like, dang, they actually did it. Why everything was going on, because we called so many audibles while we was down there, and we made it happen. You know what I'm saying? Like we was in like a cap, one side of the river to the other side of the river trying to get it done. And then I had to hurry up, get back on the plane and get back up here because they were shutting everything down. But all in all, you know, my prayers is out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Hoping everybody take the time to reset, refocus, you know what I'm saying?
Steer
a lot into more of a direction of growth and community and people, and seeing that how no matter what happened, we all was affected by this, and we all going to continue to be affected by this. They say it's the new normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we don't know how long we're going to have to deal with all this. You know what I'm saying? So everybody has felt the effect. The fact that it didn't hit me where it really hurt, where a lot of people that I know and a lot of people that I see going through. But, you know what I'm saying, as human beings made in the image of the Most High, I believe, we band together, the right minds come together, the right grinds come together, we'll pull through it as a human race, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Exit, me and you have talked about this, you know what I'm saying. How have you been holding up, though, during this whole thing?
Before I even start, Brother Prayers, I want to give big rest in pieces to Fred the Godson, Johnny J. Prince family. I'm glad to hear Brad is doing better. It's a tragic that we're losing so many people through this ordeal and situation. But beyond every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. Now is the opportunity for people to bond together with family. Get more up on your game plan, get more up on you, get to know you. So it has a certain benefit within all of this storm. So I try to actually keep my mind focused on the benefits. I got my son here with me now. I'm spending time with him, so it's great. We locked in playing games, watching TV. I'm catching up on some writing. It's about utilizing it instead of looking at it as a tragedy. Yes, the world have changed, but, you know, throughout history it has. And we as man, we are able to adapt. You either adapt or die. So we're going to adapt and adjust to what needed to survive. The best part about the video was it showed a good time on top of all the tragedy, because everybody just letting everybody watching the news every day, Facebook, Instagram, COVID-19, and they in a state of depression. Life must go on. We cannot let this stop life. So that was the beauty about the video, was we was on, we was downtown, we was out there, you know what I'm saying, in the quarters when they shut it down. We saw the cops line the streets up and tell everybody to go home. Because, you know, we didn't take it as serious as it was until it really got as serious as it was. So I'm just thankful to still be here. I pray for the families of those that's lost. And we got to survive and make it through this. But what it is doing is showing that we need to come together more. Come together with your family. Come together with your neighbor. You know, we got to come together more. There's too much hatred in this world.
And utilize time, like you said. You pointed out something real positive. Spend time with your loved ones. And
stop focusing on the negative.
Yeah.
Exactly. Stop focusing on the negative. And also, I must say, it evens the playing ground for as what we do as independent underground artists to what majors do. Because money don't matter right now. It's really about your work ethic and your grind. So right now is the time for everybody about their business to be about their business and get their mind together. That's what I look at it as, and that's how I utilize it. More family time, more mental construction, more planning the game plan and trying to actually act it out. This is how I utilize this time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
and that's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you what, without further ado, let's give him this song, Rhyme Animal, Slick Double, featuring Boxer Million, Exit Only. And tell him again who it's produced by, Slick.
Rhyme Animal, bird, is produced by the incredible Prime Tracks, you dig? Ah, let's go.
Hell yeah, we'll be right back, man. Enjoy this dope track right here.
Once again, back is the incredible.
Okay. Look. I said, okay. Yo. Prime time. Come on.
Oh. Once again, back is the incredible.
You know.
Prime animal. Once again, back is the incredible.
It's your winning.
Prime animal.
With red, black, and green rag. Tied like a mask. When I grab the mic, they all die like a repass. EC blast, retreat fast. Lyrically steep when we hop on a beat. B-E-V, they obsolete, weak trash. Cop a bleed like leak dash from a cop on a beat that beat ass. Remember the cat still. Michael Sermon caps build at them ass deals. We pass deals on a master. Fuck master with these skills. We tryna ask fast bills and add bills. These slab meals from the last deal to fill our ass. Actually add bill, canan bill. The stomach pains we have still. This hurricane rings, flood the game, no pass deal. So you ass rap caps this past year. Gas lit match these ass, these flames. Yeah, these lanes fear. They rain can't be sustained. We break chains round near. The change of the game coming. Box a mill and slick dub. Hit the hood worse than rock cocaine.
This uncontrolled control. Once again, back is the incredible. Incredible. Prime animal. Once again, back is the incredible. Incredible.
Y'all playing with monkey bars, screaming that y'all grade eight. Purple grape, stuff you in a circle in the worst way. On the day for Thursdays, all wins out. Trying to recapture the moment before your time spent out. It's relapse, I'm back out. Verbally tear your back out. Back down, I'm back out. Black out for the recount. Spit fire, pour out gasoline till they burn out. Didn't dare anybody put them out. This is my house. Bring it down, can't respect the foundation that's laid out. In your grill with the real, that bullshit been played out. Claim you came and doing your thing 6 months now. It's like trying to lose weight with no plan, ho, and no workout. Won't work out. Best to walk it out or just walk out. Dirty south. Plenty woods here you want to branch out. I'm the one you need to know you never heard about. Bar for bar, animal like Wilder with the gloves out.
Prime animal, once again, back is the incredible. Incredible. Prime animal, once again, back is the incredible. Incredible. Prime animal,
okay.
Once again, back is the incredible. Incredible. Prime animal.
Look, it must be the poker feed. Royal your flesh, best believe I got that eight.
Yeah.
And it be stashed in the hole. Spit that fire, eat to make the soul burn slow. And oh, slick been around the globe.
Yeah.
I've been crowned, sit up on the throne with the robe.
Yeah.
And oh, no, oh yes, my friend. Hippie that 6 foot
uh-huh.
two dark
uh-huh.
skin. Beats
uh-huh.
with a pin, the pin, yeah. I win. Nigga multiplied by then. Greater than, less than, can't configure.
fashion thing, with classic chains. Moving on a classic thing, just a little deranged, coming with a splash of pain. See me represent a bitch, remember the name. Double!
Prime animal, once again, back is the incredible. Incredible. Prime animal, once again, back is the incredible. Incredible.
Rhyme Animal, that's what I'm talking about right there. Slick Double, Box a Million, and Exit Only. You know, New Orleans, Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah, and you said the feedback been nothing but positive, man. Hopefully, after all this is over with, man, you guys can maybe hit the show or hit the road and do some shows, man. You guys thinking about doing that?
No doubt, man. I mean, good. That's all in the clouds right there. It's whatever, man. We ready to get out there and spread this good music and spread this movement to everybody. We're ready to bring it to them. You know what I'm saying? We absolutely ready.
What a lot of people don't understand is me and Slick been having conversations for a while, and everything just lined up, and Ink Lincoln with Exit, everything lined up exactly like that. Because to correct Slick, I'm looking at the files right now. I had this track since October 2017, so that's when we initially set this in motion.
Yeah, wow. Maybe man, I was telling you, I was wrong. My calculation was wrong. I told him about a year. So, man, there you go. There you have it, buddy. The track, I
recorded it October 11, 2017. So that all this
really?
Is destiny. All this is predestined.
I mean, hey, man, long story short, the change, it happened when it was supposed to happen. During the epidemic, it was supposed to happen. And all of this was plotted and planned out, not by us. You understand what I'm saying? Because if it was by us, me and Box would have done this song 3 years ago, and actually wouldn't have been able to grace it. It wasn't in the cars like that. Tried again on another aspect. We all had situations going on, things to do to get done, couldn't get done. It wasn't rushed. It was plotted, planned, strategized to the T, man. And I think that's really why it's working out so
back,
good.
Back.
Yeah. It was in the cars. Oh. It was in the cars. It's one of them, We Are the Worlds for 2020. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them all in the same things of 2020. You know what I'm saying? It's the self-destruction of 2020. Put that on the press. It's the self-destruction of 2020. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm putting it up there. I'm putting it on the same show as self-destruction. All in the same gang, you know what I'm saying? We Are the World. Let's put that on that shelf too. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting Rhyme Animal right on the shelf with him. Right there with him. You know what I'm saying? Right there with him.
The beauty of this project is it shows unification among grown men. It shows that we can actually come together, no bickering, and create great music. Not even knowing each other. I met Box that day. We brothers not. But I met Box that day. But that just show you how things can be and should be. And it worked out beautifully. When things go according to the nature of where it's supposed to, it works like magic. The only time we run into stumbling blocks when we try to take it our way instead of letting it go the way it's supposed to.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's dope you guys met that day. I didn't even know that.
Chemistry
was instant then.
Yeah. Yeah, other than online. We didn't conversate it back and forth online, but when we pulled up, Boxner was already there. As soon as I jumped out, I knew that was Box a Million. So I walked directly over to him. And as soon as he looked up and recognized who I was, it just was love from that point on. But
yes, sir, it's my brother.
It had to happen because you got individuals who always had the same goal in mind. You know, we want to put out good music and try to preserve the culture. So for everything to come together like it did, that was divine. That was something beyond anything that we could do. Because you could bring together people, but you can't bring together the same connection,
energy.
As they say, exactly the same energy you brought the same energy together, and it's been magic since then. I'm talking about it's been magic. It's been magic, and it's spreading. You know, other brothers are catching on to where we need to come together. So maybe we can actually start a major movement with this, you know what I'm saying, to let people know that differences don't matter. If you into it to make great music, make great music.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Absolutely. Thanks. For the love of hip hop.
Exactly. For the culture.
Love of the game.
Yes,
and you're showing the young cats how it should be done too as well.
Oh, most definitely.
That's
the main thing, man. Them young cats, they don't have any role models like talk about it. The music that they love to listen to, there's no role models in that, you know. We're not promoting sex, drugs, and murder. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're not doing that, you know. I mean, we're creating this rhyme animal movement. We create music like we said before, for you can sit down on family night. You can play Uno and listen to this in the background with the family. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of joint it is, you know. I mean, and it got to be done. It got to be done. You got to know that popping Percocets and having unprotected sex just because they got a plan B ain't how to do it. You know what I'm saying? They got to know. They got to know that. That's what's being said to them, you know. That's why, you know, Ron, man, we got the brothers skateboarding and BMX riding, doing tricks. Have some fun. This is what you need to be doing. You a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's what you need to be doing right there. Yeah.
And that was the other significance of it, bridged gaps. We had a lot of youngsters around us watching us. It was a time where Box even took a moment to actually spit a verse to a kid and just blew his mind. This is what we supposed to do as elders in this game, is bridge the gap. We already know the industry put up the propaganda saying that age difference and this and that. Age difference doesn't matter when you're putting out good music. Music is music.
Yeah,
and that's
that up.
It.
That
up. Oh, yeah. The universal language right there, man.
Exactly.
Yes,
so, we bridging gaps with this, too. I'm loving it. I mean, I'm loving it.
Yeah, and it's only going to grow from there. You know there's going to be more dope collaborations. And but when you do a record like this, man, it takes you back to your youth. Do you know what I'm saying? It takes you back to the days of hip-hop when it was catching fire.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? If that's what you guys set out to do, you accomplish it, man. And my hat's off to you, 100%.
Man, we set out that 100%. It was set out to do just that. Even as far as the wardrobe, you see what I'm saying? So you know, it was set out just to do just
fucking Adidas.
That.
Yep. Y'all was checked out in Adidas. Y'all had. I mean, it's that essence. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about, man. We got to definitely, make sure the people go out and get, Rhyme Animal right now, Slick Double, Exit Only, Box a Million. Now, is this, this is a single, you know what I'm saying, is there going to be an album in the future as well, or EP?
Look, it's like this, you dig? You never know, but stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? You never know, but stay tuned. You feel me? You never know, but you gotta stay tuned.
It's connected now.
That'll be a phenomenal project. You know what I'm saying? So that's one we gotta put up there in the brains. You know what I'm saying? And if it does come out, it ain't nothing that ain't long overdue. You feel me?
Solo projects? You know what I'm saying? Who's got projects coming out, 2020 or 2021? Exit, I know you've been putting singles out left and right. What do you got coming out, this year?
Honestly, this is what I'm working on. I'm actually fit to go ahead and release the first volume of The Immortal Words. It would have actually been released if it wasn't for COVID-19. So I'm actually trying to make sure that the time is right for it. I got five singles in the batch. Matter of fact, me and Box got one in the batch that's going to blow minds when we put that out. It's just right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got the SFX League. Don't forget about that. Got some of that coming up. The joint that me and Box did, Freddie Crush did the production on that. So that's the Committee 601. So it's a lot of things in the work. It's just right now the focus is Rhyme Animal. So we steady pushing and promoting Rhyme Animal because, like I say, this song is it's important. So we're actually putting more time behind that. But everybody got bullets in the chamber. Box.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like,
hey, excuse me one moment, Box. I'm sorry, I got to interrupt.
Oh, you good?
I got to, man. Hey, man, I just got to say that, man. Box, exit, bro. You know what I'm saying? What you just said, bro. You know, you got to understand, bro. Box and exit, bro, they two phenomenal artists. You know what I'm saying? And for them to come to this project and devote so much love and time into it, and actually, bro, they got things they could be doing right now. You see what I'm saying? That's what we missing in the game. You see what I'm saying? That's what we missing in the game. And I just wanted to thank you guys on the air, you know what I'm saying, for what y'all doing. But I appreciate that from the chest. That's real.
That's real shit.
See, the love I leaned into that track. My exit said, Slick said, Box, bro, put your foot in it. So I just went in the lab, right? It took me about a week and I mixed it. That's one of my best mixes I've ever done. You know what I'm saying? That's how much love I put. I love this song. That's why I'm putting a lot into it. And that's why I'm 100% behind that. I'm 100% behind exit. I'm 100% behind Slick. Whatever they want to do, whatever they got to get accomplished, they could count me in. They know I'm there. You know what I mean?
And we 100. Yeah. And we 100 behind you two, Box. Please believe that.
All day.
Like I say, yeah, this. Yeah. It's a movement. We all move together. It ain't no one person eating. We all gonna eat, and that's real.
Yeah, yeah. All day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And, but and Slick, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Box.
No, I was just gonna plug in because to answer your question as far as the stuff that I'm working
drinking
on.
Drinking and thinking, man. Drinking and thinking.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bounce song I released actually right around the time of Rhyme Animal release. Because we was talking about so much stuff this pandemic. I ain't even getting to all that. Slick will tell you. We was on our pink in the brain on a lot of stuff. But I released a bounce single, Drinking and Thinking, featuring Rico Love on that. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to gain some club airwaves. And I've been had my project done since like January. It's like a playlist concept project that's releasing sometime in the fall. I don't even really know the dates. Just like I just said, the focus really is the Rhyme Animal. So once I get a lot of that squared away, that's coming in the fall. And it's probably other little stuff might come out here and there. But like you say, we trying to take this Rhyme Animal and put it in everybody's face. You understand?
Exactly.
Oh,
in their face. Exactly. Oh, this is Murder Master Music Show. You can say what the fuck you want to say.
Thank you for clearing that up, you
heard me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Parental discretion is advised. But this Rhyme Animal is a phenomenal track, Slick. Man, salute to you and the guys, man, for putting it together. What do you got in the works, though? You know what I'm saying? You got anything coming later this year as well?
Actually, Rhyme Animal is the first single off my upcoming album, Black Burner Slim. So you got to be on the lookout for that. It's going to be, Rhyme Animal setting it off, man, the rest is just self-explanatory. Got a lot of phenomenal artists gracing that EP. That's going to be nice. You're going to get a lot of flavor. You're going to get a lot of fun. You're going to get slicked up. You're going to get beside the norm, that unexpected. You know what I'm saying? And got Ja Rock coming out. You know what I'm saying? That's all TME. New project coming out. Basically, man, we just all flooded with this Rhyme Animal right now. trying to make it do what it do and make sure it do what it do. That's what we set out for. As long as we touch a couple of people, we happy, man. And we're just looking like we're touching more than a couple, so that's making us ecstatic. You know what I'm saying? We on the phone with each other like we just got a deal every time we talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I mean? That's real, man. When you got the kids and the little ones singing a song and chanting a song, man, you got your one. You know that that's that wave right there. You know, I got one.
It's a footage of Prime's little baby boy. It looked like he might be about 3 or 4. When this video came on, by the time the beat kicked in, you could see him running out of the room. And he just lined it up and got into it and just went to jam it. When kids love it, you know you have something. And it's pure. Yeah, exactly. It's pure. We're just doing what we're doing. I mean, that's basically it. It's pure. We're literally having fun. And it was fun doing it.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't having fun, you know what you're doing it for. You know what I'm saying?
It don't make sense
if you ain't having fun what you're doing. If you don't love what you're doing, it don't make sense, you know. And it shows, artists show, the ones that love their craft and love the ones that's just doing it just because, you know the difference. You know the difference.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and I know what makes this so beautiful is during a time where everybody is so full of themselves and full of hate and taking things so serious, we literally came out there and had fun. It wasn't,
yeah.
I mean, we jumped into doing what we needed to do because we knew what it was. It was a couple of things didn't work out, still wasn't no problem. We literally had fun. And that's the beauty about what we do. Is, yeah, everything don't have to be taken serious. Certain songs are. Trouble, when I put that together, that was serious in thought. I literally had fun doing this, and it brought that old school back in the late 80s out of me when we used to listen to hip-hop on the radio and just get gassed up. It brought that out of me. I loved it.
Yeah. It's had me walking around saying, you know, back once again is the incredible, you know, in my fucking mind. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Infectious. It's infectious.
Right.
I love it. You know?
Right.
And it's good. It's good for the moment right now. Like you said, man, people need something positive. And, you know what I'm saying? I really encourage everybody to check out Rhyme Animal. We got one more song we're going to play called Fuck You Mean. I'm going to let you intro that slick. But before we do, I want to give everybody the floor. You know what I'm saying? Shout out everything, your social media. And I want to thank you all, Exit, Box A Million, Slick, for coming and talking to me tonight, man. I really appreciate you guys, man. Straight up.
Oh, man. I
appreciate you for having us.
Oh yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Yeah, man, man, Exit, man, we'll start with you, then Box, then Slick, man. Just give everybody your info, guys.
Hey, I just take it from the dough, Exit Only. If you're looking for me on the Facebook, it's James Exit Only Dixon, XITONLY at Exit Only everywhere else. I just want to shout out the team and the family, Committee 601, SFX League. That Mob 504, Slick, Box, Lord Nexus, Power Cultural Alliance, King Bryce, them up in New York, Chirk Massacre, this SS Young Radio. It's the unification of everybody that's making things great. Can't do it by myself, so I just appreciate my surroundings.
All day, bro. Back door off of you, Exit, bro. I appreciate everybody, all of us that's dealing with each other. You hear me? And as far as social media and everything, you can find me Box A Million. That's everything. BOXX A Million. That's Box with 2 X's, A Million. BoxAMillion.com, my hub. You go to that, you can find it. Branches out to everywhere else. You feel what I'm saying? The mad shots out to Ice Mike, New Orleans Bomb Squad. You hear me? Shots out to everybody that get down with me with music. From my little brother and them, the Double Paradise. To my little cousins, them with Ugly. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody as from all over that I rock with music. Shout out to Division One. You hear me? It's Rico Love Camp, heavily affiliated with them too. You hear me? So it's mad love to everybody. If I ain't naming you, you know I rock with you. You hear me?
Indeed.
Oh shit, once again, back is the incredible looking Slick Dub everywhere. Slick Double, Facebook, Slick Double 07 on the gram, you can find me. Slick Double YouTube, Slick Double Spotify, Slick Double iTunes, I'm Slick Double everywhere. And that's Double with the D-U-B-B-L-E, D-U-B-B-L-E 07, you know what I'm saying? You know, they, you know, I can sit here and thank a lot of people and put a lot of people, you know, in different positions, you know, but I can't do many of them. I want to thank the Almighty God for putting us in this position, you know what I'm saying, for nothing but greatness and number greatness to come. It's a wave, and it's guaranteed it's about to move, the multitude.
Indeed.
You know, bro, I want to thank you one more time for having us, you know what I'm saying, Rhyme Animal. Matter of fact, before you introduce that song right there, another big song, got Ricky B on there, and it got the legendary Fela Phil on there. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Real dope. You're going to enjoy that. You're going to enjoy that. You're going to enjoy that. You're going to enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely, man. Thank you, you know, and catch him saying make sure to get that Slick Double, Exit Only, Box a Million. You know, these guys are spitting dope rhymes, man. Hit them up for some 16s, but be about your business. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Respect their craft and their longevity in the game. This Slick Double, fuck you mean, man. We're out of here. Murder Master Music Show, UGSForLife.com.
Yeah.
UGS for life.
Look. You want it, I got it. If you smoke it, sniff it or pop it. Tryna outshine a Jag boy. Boy, you need to stop it for them people. Find you roast up, laying in the river. Missing your lazing arms, gators eating your liver. When it comes to this rap game, all you rappers the same. They call me who got fire, can feel I feel split flame. Young money, cash money, don't compare me to Wayne. I'm a whole nother beast from a whole nother game. I'm a whole nother soldier from a whole nother era. Night war downtown causing buku terror. Don't start no trouble, won't be no trouble. Call my nigga Slick Dub and he react on the double. Cause, I don't know why I leave other walls. That nigga fuck with that night wall. I run with that Florida, I run with desire, I run with that press pole. You nigga be phony, you nigga be lame, you nigga be bitch me. I come through the door when I'm stomping and jumping with seven wall heads.
What the fuck you mean? You ain't built like this.
Woo!
Been kicking doors in since 96. You don't know the half of it. You wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for a nigga like this.
What the fuck you mean?
What the fuck you mean? You ain't built like this. Been kicking doors in since 96. You don't know the half of it. You wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for a nigga like this. What the fuck you mean?
Fucking with these low life. Cause they be hating on the slick, ain't got no life. They wonder why shit don't go right. Gotta pay homage to these niggas on the strobe light.
Get
to the
money.
But never pay attention to them, bet they're seeing every move made and get mad. Cause they stuck in that ass in position. Why you passing them up with them bags? I do this for the solid nigga. All the way from Michoud, East Yo, gap to the goose, take it to the night wall. 60 feet cut loose, ain't war animals. Lord, it's hard. Them hard heads in the seven walls. Breaking bread in the fifth, cooking snow. Running through the six and the four with my woe. Uptown niggas want it all. Kicking your dough. Holly growing West Bank, let's go. I've been in this shit for a minute, I know something about it. When the nigga song came on, it was something rotten. Popping off, and got you lost in the midst of it. They said it's bounce, motherfucker, bet you this wasn't. Fuck it right, it's alright. You niggas know the hood, fuck it right, it's all night. When niggas getting drop pop, laying in the gutter bloody. And everybody call his bitch a gutted buddy. Fuck it right, nigga.
What the fuck you mean? You ain't built like this.
Yeah.
Been kicking doors in since 96. You don't know the half of it. You wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for a nigga like this. What the fuck you mean? What the fuck you mean? You ain't built like this. Been kicking doors in since 96. You don't know the half of it. You wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for a nigga like this. What the fuck you mean?
Call me Ill Pen. Been a contender in the game. I'm on my seventh win. And I'm on my seventh hen with a few ice cubes in. Twist the lemon. Yep.
On the rim.
Legend of BB Slim. Look, I'm a mic fiend. Stretch him out, hold his neck. Shop guillotine. Lyrically cut clean. Supreme gasoline. F&D boy. Downtown murder scene. Flamethrower. Lip it, bitch.
an F to the reps, yep, real nigga. Hip hop gold digger, yep, gold rush. Play my cards how they dealt, spread royal flush. Nigga, we been bust, and I got it back clean. The definition of a mission, call them all E's. Turn my mind to RPs, bound to get dropped to his knees. True story, born to leave, feel me, a nigga gon' bleed. Why would I get off my sleeve? Back, bitch, feet, double on the bubble, yes, indeed. What the fuck you mean?
What the fuck you mean? You ain't built like this. Been kicking doors in since 96. You don't know the half of it. You wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for a nigga like this. What the fuck you mean? What the fuck you mean? You ain't built like this. Been kicking doors in since 96. You don't know the half of it. You wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for a nigga like this. What the fuck you mean? You mean?
Once again, back is the incredible.
Okay. Look, I said okay. Yo. Prime time. Come on.
Oh. Once again, back is the incredible.
Red, black, and green rag, tied like a ski mask. When I grab the mic, they y'all die like a repass. He sweet blast, retreat fast. Lyrically steep when we hop on a beat. B-E-D, they obsolete, weak trash. Cop a bleed like leak dash from a cop on a beat that beat ass. Remember the cat, still. Michael Sermon, caps filled at them ass deals. We pass deals with a master, fuck master with these skills. We tryna ask fast bills and add bills. These slab meals from the last deal to fill our ass. Actually, add bill, canan bill, the stomach pains we have still. This hurricane rings, flood the game, no pass deal. For you ass rap cast this past year. Gas lit mess, these ass, these flames, yeah. These lanes fear, they rain can't be sustained. We break chains round near. The change of the game coming, box a mill and slick dub, hit the hood worse than rock cocaine.
This uncontrolled
monkey bars, screaming that y'all grade A, purple grape, stuff you in a circle in the worst way. On the day both Thursdays, all wins out. Trying to recapture the moment before your time spent out. It's relapse, I'm back out. Verbally tell you back out. Back down, I'm back out. Black out for the recount. Spit fire, pour out gasoline till they burn out. Didn't dare anybody put them out. This is my house. Bring it down. Can't respect the foundation that's laid out. In your grill with the real, that bullshit been played out. Claiming king and doing your thing 6 months now. It's like trying to lose weight with no plan, hole and no workout. Won't work out. Best to walk it out or just walk out. Dirty south. Plenty woods here you want to branch out. I'm the one you need to know you never heard about. Bar for bar, animal like Wilder with the gloves out.
Look up, it must be the poker feet. Royal flesh, best believe I got that eight.
Yeah.
And it be stashed in the hole. Spit that fire heat to make the soul burn
slow.
And oh, slick been around the globe.
Yeah.
I been crowned, sit up on the throne with the robe.
Yeah.
And oh, no, oh yes, my friend. Hippie that 6 foot two dark skin. Beats with a pin, the pin I win. Nigga multiplied by then. Greater than, less than, can't configure him. And him, look, that be double of them. Holy Grail, what the hell, I'm a bubble with him. Cut it trim. Nigga, I be smashing things with classy chains. Moving on the classy thing. Just a little deranged, coming with a splash of pain. Seeing me represent a bitch, remember the